things is moving far too slow here. I was given a commitment in relation to the new infrastructure works that was to be replaced in Bamley, New Mills and Tullygate and them surrounding areas. And I have it in black and white in an email doll from Ashgairn stating that the pipes that are on the ground are outdated, that they're old asbestos pipes and they have to be replaced. You know, and this is what I'm calling for. These people are at their wits' end. You know, this is going on. They're, for example, and I'm sure you're aware, the lady on there, Geraldine, yesterday, and out of the last 9 days, they've went 7 days without water. You know, and it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, and I was given the commitment that these works were to start in the first quarter of 2024. It was then deferred to the second quarter of this year, and now I've been told that it's deferred again. You know, this simply isn't on, though. This needs to be fast-tracked. These people can't keep continuing to go forward the way they're going. They need an adequate water supply, and they deserve an adequate water supply. And, you know, I have pushed Irish Water for, I suppose, on a more, not a permanent basis, but to experiment with the pump in place of the boreholes at Ballymacool to increase the water pressure to these areas. And when I feel that in the short term that this is a solution and it's something that should be experimenting, but this seems to be falling on deaf ears, Donald, you know, and it's absolutely ridiculous, but I'm fully aware from my engagement with Ashgairn and with their own officials within Donegal County Council that the only way this is going to be resolved is to put the proper new infrastructure in place, and the sooner that happens, the better, Donald, you know. Listen, I do welcome that they are talking about putting a new pumping station in. This is going through the design stage, I suppose, as we speak, but unless it's going to take far too long, you know, and these people don't have that time. They've waited now long enough, and the right thing now for Ashgairn to do is to get out, get the men on the ground, and replace the infrastructure that's there and put the new pipes in place.
As we say, design stage is the phrase they're using, and it would appear your initial commitment was that works would start in the first quarter of this year. If they're still only at design stage, it's going to be at least 12 months, it would appear, before actual shovels go into the ground.
That's without a doubt, Donald. And 12 months would be very lenient, because this could take a number of years, you know, and that's something I'm not willing to sit back and let happen. And, you know, as I said, Donald, these residents, they deserve to be better treated. They're paying their taxes like everyone else, you know. We're in 2024, and, you know, I honestly, Donald, I nearly feel like a broken record, because I'm battering the drum with this. You know, I'm going over and over at every opportunity I can get on behalf of the residents that I'm representing, and you know, the people came out and voted for me, you know, and they deserve an adequate water supply. These families are having to take their children and now to the Oral Leisure Centre. They're having to use laundrettes within Letterkenny Town. You know, they're having to use hairdressers to go and get their hair washed, you know. That's a ridiculous stall this day and age, you know, and, you know, I don't know, you know, it's scaring, you know, they need to start to roll their sleeves up here, Donald, and really get their act together and get out in the ground and start getting infrastructure put in place in these areas, you know. And, you know, I see different councillors there over the last number of days with issues there down around Dunfanaghy and places like that as well. There's issues out there in Manor Cunningham, you know. And, you know, it's unbelievable, Donald. You know, it's not just this area, but, you know, for to get on top of all the issues, have to start getting on the ground, get shovels in the ground, get men on the ground and get to work and replace this infrastructure once and for all, and give the people, the residents, the taxpayers, the water supply that they deserve.